Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here for a breaking news podcast here on Fightful. Get the ad read out of the way. This is brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. This is what allows this show to be free. Show them some love. You can block or you can access geo-restricted content by changing your virtual location with just one click. I'll tell you more about that later. We got a special guest as well. We got Jimmy Van, audio only. Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, man. Yeah, anybody here who happens to be from Canada, you probably know that one of the biggest providers in the country, Rogers, has been down all day. And so I told Sean to avoid potentially looking like I'm on scrambled porn. It's best for me to just be audio only. So that's what we're doing today.
Guys, you can get in your questions, your statements with Super Chats, Humper Chats over at humperchats.com. Let's go through what all is going on. I want to thank Jeremy Lambert for aggregating this story from the Wall Street Journal. And of course, Fightful Select has had an awful lot as well. One of those things that I think sequentially is important to note here, Jimmy, I had a plethora of people tell me that Vince McMahon's reaction when he left the ring and emerged backstage after that initial SmackDown appearance, after the allegations and the words of the NDA emerged, was him screaming, "Fuck them."
Yeah. Yeah.
Does this surprise you at all?
No.
Neither.
No. So, you know something, there's a lot of wrestling fans today who became fans during the Attitude Era. And those fans don't necessarily know or haven't necessarily heard some of the things that older fans know or have heard. And that's why when this story first broke, the initial story first broke, and you and I happened to be, I think we were doing The List Goes On at the time.
Yes, we were.
And I made reference to Rita Chatterton.
Yeah.
I didn't say her name.
I just want to say we had talked about that multiple times on the podcast, but
yeah,
I reached out to her. So hopefully we hear back.
Okay. Well, I made reference to her back then. Because Vince has had this reputation for decades. I mean, he's had this reputation for decades. And if anything, it's kind of surprising to me that it's only all kind of coming to the forefront now, because it's been going on forever. And Brandon Thurston had written an article that I talked about on Listening to Your Boy. He wrote an article for WrestleNomics questioning if Vince had kind of been able to sweep it under the rug because of the mainstream media's opinion of pro wrestling.
Yes.
But it's coming out now, and the stuff that came out with the Wall Street Journal today, it's not good. I mean, what can you say about it? It's not good.
Yeah, and I wish that we would have been able to find this stuff out much sooner, but I do think it's important that an outlet like Wall Street Journal was the one that broke this. And let's go through the story. This is as aggregated on Fightful.com by Jeremy Lampert. Since according to the Wall Street Journal, Vince McMahon agreed to pay more than $12 million over the past 16 years to suppress allegations of sexual misconduct and infidelity. The payouts reportedly went to four women who were previously associated with WWE. The women reportedly signed agreements that prohibit them from discussing legal claims against or their relationships. The unreported settlements reportedly include a $7.5 million pact with a former wrestler who alleged that Vince McMahon coerced her into giving him oral sex and then demoted her, ultimately declining to renew her contract in 2005 after she resisted further sexual encounters. The wrestler and her attorney reportedly approached Mr. McMahon in 2018 and negotiated the payment in return for her silence. Another unreported deal reportedly states, a WWE contractor presented the company with unsolicited nude photos of Vince McMahon, and she reported receiving from him and alleged that he had sexually harassed her on the job, according to people familiar with the woman's 2008 non-disclosure agreement. Mr. McMahon agreed to pay her roughly $1 million. Now, this is me inserting some supplementary information here. This is very much in line with an allegation from a few years prior to that, where a woman at a tanning salon alleged that Vince McMahon did something very similar. It says that Vince McMahon agreed to pay that woman $1 million, not the woman at the tanning salon, the WWE contractor. And then finally, it's reported that a 2006 agreement, a former manager who had worked 10 years for Mr. McMahon before he allegedly initiated a sexual relationship with her and was paid $1 million to keep quiet about it. And the report states that Mr. McMahon's affairs with the company were common knowledge, according to former WWE employees. I can confirm this as well. As we reported on Fightful Select, it was like, I don't want to say a joke, but it's Vince is late for the meeting, wonder who he's with type of thing. Uh-huh. That was reiterated to me. Need to also reiterate, these are allegations at this point, but right now there are no criminal charges being brought up or anything of that nature. Much of the concern is coercion, which especially as it pertains to within your own business, like this is a lot different than just doing this with somebody or paying somebody for sex work that is not associated with your business whatsoever. There are a lot of heinous things associated with this. And also the board is looking at a $1.5 million non-disclosure agreement reached in 2012 with an employee involving misconduct claims against John Laurinaitis. Fightful Select had reported, Jimmy, that John is as good as gone. This was expected. More people were expected. This is something Fightful Select put forth the day of the original Wall Street Journal story. What do you make of this?
You know, it's easy on the surface. You know the reputation that pro wrestling had in the regional days, and you'd always hear stories about dirty promoters and, you know, wrestlers and, you know, the term that they used for female fans back then. And you heard how the business was. It's easy on the surface to look at this and say, oh, this is Vince, the old time, you know, wrestling guy. in a public corporate world, but this shit happens in the corporate world too. It does. The most interesting thing about it is how polarizing this is, because when you look on social media, there's a lot of people still defending Vince.
Yeah.
It's almost surprising. Like, there's a lot of people still defending him, saying, "Oh, they were adults. They were adults, and you know, he didn't rape anybody, and whatever." You're the chairman and CEO of a multi-billion-dollar public entity. I mean, I'm sorry, but that just shouldn't fly. It shouldn't. And we've talked forever about how Vince is way too old for his position. He's going to be 77 in August. Way too old for his position, hasn't been good creatively in decades, terrible judge of talent now for the most part, shouldn't be in the position that he's in. This is the best shot they're going to have. You know, there's, without getting too deep into politics, there have been times here in Canada where one party will have a leader so poor that when it comes time for an election, you think to yourself, the leader of another party, you're never going to have a better shot to win.
Sure.
Because the leader of this party is so shitty. Anybody who thinks that Vince McMahon should not be in his position anymore, they're never going to have a better shot until, you know, heaven forbid he passes.
And all these people who cast doubt on the tanning salon allegations and the Rita Chatterton allegations, like, that has to be cast in a new light now. Like, you can't, people who have vehemently dismissed that for so long, they can't vehemently dismiss it. Like, it's becoming overwhelming. Jimmy, at this point, it's like you're getting beat over the head with it. Look what's happening. Look at how this has went on. Like, and quite honestly, I don't give a shit about Vince McMahon's marriage or who he sleeps with or who he messes around with. I don't know the limitations of his personal relationship. However, I know that coercing someone, anyone, into things like that in general is scummy. That's horrible. That's uncalled. No means no. And then when somebody says no, you demote him, you fire him. Mm-hmm. Come on, like
I'm sure the wrestler in 2018. I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
This is well beyond consenting adults and all that stuff. I don't give a damn that the man cheated on his wife. That's not my business. Him coercing an employee and then firing them when they were like, "I'd rather not do this anymore." Mm-hmm. That's just horrible stuff.
And I take it that the women's wrestler in 2018, she was probably going to go public with it, I imagine. And that's what led to that pact. And I want to say something about that too. I've seen a few stories about Rita Chatterton, where mm-hmm. people said on social media, "Oh, well, how come she's, you know, coming about it now? How come she's going public with it now?" You have to understand, put yourself in the shoes of, at the time, she was probably in her 20s at the time. And probably had very limited knowledge of the legal system, limited financial resources. Vince McMahon is this very powerful, wealthy guy. Imagine the intimidation factor of trying to put a claim in against him. And I know this from personal experience with the legal system. A guy in his position, you can just kind of delay, and cause the plaintiff to just spend until finally they just can't keep up with it. It's very common for victims like this to stay silent. Because they don't want to take on that, you know, the power in a legal system. And that's
been WWE's game. That's been WWE's game many times.
Yeah, that's why these things typically don't come up, is because they just don't want to have to take on that fight and the legal, the cost and everything associated. But I'm going to be really curious what happens now, because we've talked about voting power and voting rights, and Vince still does have majority voting rights. And I talked on the list in your boy about, it's not as simple as the board just voting them out, because he picked the board. He can very easily replace them when it comes time for the next set of elections. But these are serious allegations. Do you get to the point where USA and Fox basically say something's got to be done?
I've reached out to people within Fox and NBCU, even some sponsors and stuff, as to whether they have any comment on this, and I've not heard back yet. We do have some super chats, Humper chats. I want to address. Johan says, "Do you think talent will want to leave if Vince stays on?" I can tell you already, even for the first set of allegations, and based on his attitude and how he approached it afterwards, people were not comfortable doing that. But I mean, a lot of them, this is like, it's the difference between them making their mortgage.
Right. See, people got to understand, depending on who you are on the card, you can't, number one, they're not going to release you more than likely.
Correct.
Unless you know something that you could go public with. Number two, it's not like you're going to step into AEW in a top position tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's not that simple. If you're like, you know, in a prominent position on the card, making a decent living, are you going to sacrifice that? It's just not that easy.
Want to encourage everybody, check out Coexisting with Rob and Maggie over on Fightful Overbooked. I believe they moved their show back a little bit to accommodate this, so I want to thank them. Daniel says, what will it take for Vince to be out fully? I think this is as close as we're going to get. I mean, the first set of allegations, Jimmy, I was told by higher-ups that this is the biggest threat to Vince McMahon in power and the like since the steroid trial. And really, Jimmy, at this point, him being CEO and chairman is superficial. It is completely superficial. He isn't even related to that many huge decisions anymore. Nick Khan's doing a lot of that work. Stephanie McMahon is now doing a lot of that work. It's creative. That's what he cares about at this point. He's got so much money that the other shit doesn't even matter. What do you think it'll take for Vince to be out of that?
He's got to be in on the decision. Mm-hmm. And again, I've seen a lot of things on social media about, this is easy. The board just has to vote him out. Technically, they can. But I just think it's unlikely for the reasons that I've outlined. And something else that I noticed, actually, Brandon Thurston posted again his termination agreement.
Yes.
And I had wondered if there was a shareholders agreement, because those are two different documents. And I don't know if one exists. But in his termination agreement, he has an annual rollover at the end of every year.
Yeah.
And so one thing that could conceivably happen is the board could decide not to roll over his employment.
Yeah.
But there's so much gray area because he's got 80% of the voting rights.
Yeah.
So I think he's got to be in on the decision.
JS says it's getting much harder to support this company from Vince's terrible abuse of power to the BS independent contract status of wrestlers, SMH. I saw some people saying, you shouldn't cover SmackDown. You shouldn't cover Raw. That don't hurt Vince McMahon at all. That hurts. Three Square Food Bank, who we were promoting this past weekend, Boys and Girls Club of America, who we were posting links for in that stuff. Like, us not covering Maximum Male Models tonight is not going to affect this. Us covering the allegations of Vince McMahon will help that. Jorge Sandoval says, Vince being a piece of shit is breaking news. I knew that in the 80s when I was a lonely Okay. Good riddance. Feel bad for the ladies that happened to apologize. I would love to see an apology. That would be great.
It is true, though. Like I said, he has had this reputation for decades. Of course. So it's not.
And again, like, if he's out there getting a sex worker, if he's going to a strip club, if he's going to the goddamn bunny ranch, I don't care what Vince does. I don't care. Consensual, legal, and hey, not in your business. Coercing people, then firing when they say no. It is so gross. K775 says, surely Stephanie, Triple H, Nick Khan. No, Vince has to go, but the question is, can they keep him gone? Will NBC or Fox step in? So, Jimmy, WWE at times has said, it would do irreparable damage if Vince McMahon left the company. That's horse shit. That is such complete horse shit. At this point, again, as I say, superficial in nature is his chairman and CEO role. And you're going to tell me he's the best at creative now, that the machine ain't going to work with? Come on, get out of here. NXT was selling out arenas, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously if you go back years ago, you know, he was the guy with the USA relationship years ago. And, you know, there are always these stories about how tight he was with Bonnie Hammer. Bonnie Hammer was like the head of USA and Vince had a lot of leeway. But things are very different. I mean, the last round of television negotiations, I think Nick Khan led the charge, and the Peacock deal as well. I think Nick Khan led the charge. So from a corporate perspective, it's just not the same. And creatively, how many times have we heard complaint? Now, there's always going to be certain people that are in Vince's camp that put Vince over. But we've heard a lot of complaint creatively, and it's hard to argue that somebody maybe younger with their finger on the pulse would do a better job in that role.
Adnan says the Fudo incident was reported to the company. Yep. Tenruza says this affecting TV negotiations or other business. Hope we don't see him tonight. Cena, stay away, man. Well, FightfulSelect.com. You'll want to head over there. I got a report about Cena and some interesting travel Vince has set up. Says love to Japan and the Abe family as well. Yes, indeed. But
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable.
Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As far as it affecting their TV negotiations, Jimmy, how do you think about that? Because, I mean, we're still a little ways off.
Yeah. But
if I'm a big TV conglomerate, I don't really want to do business with Vince. WWE, sure, but not Vince.
Yeah, I think they're a good year away from negotiating. So their current rights are up, I think, end of 24, I think. And it's probably next year that they're going to be negotiating the new round. There's still a lot of time, so I don't really think that it's a factor yet. But it, depending on how long this plays out, it could become one, you know?
Yep. Flame Inc. says, playing devil's advocate, how is Vince not suing these people for the breach of their NDAs? It's an awful event, but they are in breach of contract, right? Well, it depends who supplied that information to the Wall Street Journal. Also, do you think Vince wants the publicity associated with A, having this happen, and B, suing somebody after coercing them into doing this?
I mean, here's an example, because you got to remember. So if you go back to that women's wrestler, she alleges that happened in 05, and then Correct. It was 18 when they cut that deal. That's 13 years. Look at Rita Chatterton as an example. Mario Mancini has been public in the story with her.
Yes.
And so that's an example of something where there's somebody who knew about it. And even if in that example, Rita Chatterton had to cut an NDA with them years later, well, Mario Mancini already knew. So there's no saying that the people that signed the NDAs are the one that leaked it out.
We've got somebody asking how the stock prices are affected. It's dropped about 2%. So that ain't good for them.
So the last time it went back up.
Yeah.
The last time.
And, we've got Daniel R. saying, might not have an answer, but there is a reason the Wall Street Journal is getting this story, or why the people chose Wall Street Journal over every news sources or over other news sources. I realize Wall Street Journal is big. Well, that's why. They have infinitely more resources than a Fightful, than a WrestleZone, than a Wrestling Observer, anything like that has. This is a collaborative story, and I want to reiterate, I've reached out to a couple of the authors of that story. In regards to whether or not the manager they mentioned was a pro wrestling manager or like a business office manager. So there's a little gray area there, but it's because the Wall Street Journal is huge. It's who you should leak that specifically to. I mean, like if Kevin Owens' contract is coming up, Wall Street Journal doesn't give a damn. They ain't leaking that. That ain't going to leak to them, but this absolutely, and I think it's the right move. Joel says, I know Jimmy doesn't seem to believe so, but is there a realistic possibility Vince has gone completely, including creative?
Yeah, so I never said that I don't believe that there's a possibility. What I said is that Vince has to be in on the decision.
Yeah.
That's what has to happen. So maybe there's a situation where Fox goes to them and says, look, we're going to pull SmackDown if you don't hit the bricks. Or maybe USA. Now, granted, they're in a power position with USA because without Raw, USA is really low in the rankings of cable. But it would take something, I think, extravagant like that or something significant like that in order for Vince to decide, okay, for the betterment of the company, the shareholders, my daughter, I need to do this. But he's got to be in on the decision. The board, I'd be surprised if the board voted him out, knowing that he could just bide his time and get back in, even if he wanted to, because you never know. Maybe he's going to be 77. Maybe if they did do that, he'd be like, fuck this. You know what I mean?
I mean, go enjoy your days doing literally anything else.
Right.
So guys, by the way, I haven't seen a lot of this in our chat. Don't speculate on who it is here, please. Who signed the NDAs. These people can't defend themselves. So That's kind of gross to me. Ryan says, most of this at a time when WWE was the only game in town, so quitting meant your dream is done. Yeah, I mean, there have been gaps. I mean, obviously 2005 to about 2010, TNA was an option, but then for another 8 to 9 years, there wasn't as solid of an option. There was for a while. Like, we saw it in 2016 when a lot of people started to leave. ROH and New Japan became options. K775 says, how can they justify John Laurinaitis being on administrative leave but keep Vince in charge? Seems conflicting. Well, because it's ultimately up to Vince.
Yeah, that's
right. It's ultimately up to Vince, and that guy has no shame. He's got no shame. And as we had reported on FightfulSelect.com, please subscribe, $5 a month. Johnny Ace, everybody expected him to be the fall guy, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm curious about the Johnny Ace thing because obviously he's privy to a lot of information.
Knows where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm sure him and Vince have probably talked. I'm sure Johnny's going to be taken care of. You know what I mean?
Heard there are a few people that know where the bodies are buried, so to speak. Mm-hmm. AT says, this bad enough for Fightful to boycott WWE going forward until Vince is out? Again, this approach, you not wanting us to cover maximum male models on a Friday is not the same as this. Boycott WWE so we only report this. We punish the talent specifically, mm-hmm. as opposed to the guy who is superficial in nature in a chairman CEO role. That, I mean, I know that there's a precedent in some media for doing that, but generally you do want to report on those things. You want to do that. You want to keep your audience informed. You don't throw your hands up and go, nope, not doing it. You have to let people know that this stuff is going on. Even those people that are tuning in to hear about Raw or SmackDown or whatever that may be. Also, Vince McMahon does not give a shit. There ain't a single sponsor. There ain't a single person in WWE or Vince McMahon himself that'll be like, well, Fightful.com boycotted us.
Oh, that's it. I got to step down now.
Got to step down. If that was the case, I would have boycotted from the jump. Joel Wood says, the Sasha Naomi thing is one of the most confusing release, non-release stories ever. Listen, Joel, I appreciate the generous super chat. We're going to keep this on topic, but I will answer this because it was such a generous super chat. The likelihood they return before the end of the year, I'm going to say not likely. Naomi, maybe. I don't think Sasha will. Naomi, they thought that she was going to re-sign like before this happened. But as far as the likelihood, I'm going to say about 15-20% Sasha right now and maybe 30-40% Naomi. The very fact that this has continued and has went on as long as it has doesn't bode well. But I would like to keep this on topic, guys. I do have a Q&A show on Fightful Select that will air this weekend. Sheldon Jackson says, do you think either the board or investors will force Vince out if he doesn't step down? They can't, Jimmy. Very, very limited opportunities, as you've mentioned.
The board can do like a proxy vote. They can vote him out. But he can just... It's like I've already said, everybody
established a board.
Yeah, everybody on the board was essentially put there by him. Like he basically, you know, gave the green light for everybody on the board. He could wait till the next round of elections if he wanted to, put in new members of the board, have them reinstate him. So it comes down again to, would he want to? He's going to be 77 in August.
Zero Pile says, Fox has got to be praying this doesn't get worse. You would think so.
Something else I want to mention.
Sure.
And this is just kind of like a little side note. Remember how the word came out? Logan Paul was talking about how The Rock wanted all video with Logan Paul removed because of that Japanese forest video.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of talk about potentially The Rock doing WrestleMania. I'm curious if something like this would have The Rock decide, you know what, maybe I'll just sit this one out.
Yeah. He don't need the money.
No, definitely not. No.
Derek Tyler says, got to redo the exploding limo to write him off. No, or he could just go away. He wasn't on TV before this. That's the particularly obnoxious bullshit about this. Like, when have you known Vince McMahon to roll into a UFC event, even if it's up the road?
Yes. First one he's ever done.
Yeah. A few years after he was telling CM Punk it was barbaric and somebody was going to die.
Right. Right.
Daniel says, have you heard anything about sponsors opting out? Nope. I haven't heard back from any sponsors I reached out to. JW Pringle says, on a human level, I feel bad for Stephanie and Shane. Can't imagine finding out about my dad's exploits in such a public forum. What an awful person. I don't think that this is the first time they'd probably heard of that.
No.
There's no way them being around that long.
They absolutely knew. They've been around the business a long time. They absolutely knew.
Throwback says, could the DOJ or Treasury look into not only Vince's financial record, but WWE's? Could this affect future investors when it comes to opportunities to purchase? Next quarterly call should be interesting. Well, a lot of it depends on if salaries were adjusted due to this, if it was company money or Vince's money. I would imagine that probably the payoffs were Vince's money. However, if raises were facilitated by sexual coercion, ooh boy, that could be rough for Vince.
There's going to be a lot more class action suit press releases, Sean Russ app.
Yep. Matthew Robles says, would a wrestler like Rock or Cena appear refusing to appear on WWE until Vince's removed move the needle at all? Well, I'll give you all a freebie here. FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe and support us. Reported that Cena is set to be in Vancouver to film Peacemaker. And all of a sudden, Vince McMahon's plane is supposed to go to Vancouver tonight. You can connect the dots there. I can't report that there's any connection, but.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what it is? Vince wants a guest spot on Peacemaker.
Yeah, that's what it is. Andrew says, who would have thought Nia Jax was right about predators in WWE? She's the Jose Canseco of WWE. Wild accusations that end up being right. Yeah, I think it's a fair comparison. I think it's a very good comparison.
I don't even know if they were necessarily wild accusations. I'm sure she's probably in the know too, to a degree.
Blackmail, though. I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty specific. Jake and Ader says, well, how about the Vince biography and Netflix bio? Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they have the right of final cut on that. WWE does.
They might be just looking at, oh, we got a juicy chapter here.
Perhaps. Whisper Gaming says, do you believe some of the women talent would leave? I think that some are going to wait to see what happens, and maybe they will.
I think it's similar to what we talked about, depending on their position.
Yeah.
You know, they can't necessarily just all of a sudden jump to AEW and be in that same spot at that same money.
Detrain says, can you tell us why Khan wasn't selected to run the company? Was it to keep the McMahon name there? I would imagine that has something to do with it. Jimmy also putting a woman in power. I'm sure that they believe is good optics. Khan is very capable of what he's doing, but he's got an awful lot on his plate right now.
I think Stephanie was done as a smoke and mirrors optics play. Yeah. I think that if they had have announced that Nick Khan was the interim CEO, it would have felt a lot more permanent. But
could have affected the stock as well.
Maybe, but I think Stephanie was put there because it was an optic smoke and mirror play pending the results of the investigation. And now, depending on what happens here, you know, if Vince does decide, okay, I need to step aside, it wouldn't.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shock me if eventually, you know, maybe Nick Khan becomes the CEO, but we'll see how it plays out.
JW Pringle says, mental health reminder, there's some triggering stuff going on in our collective wrestling world. If you need help, please reach out. No time like the present to take care of yourself. I'll always encourage you guys, check out NAMI Communicate on Twitter. They have a wonderful set of resources that will help you guys, and they help a lot of people. I do their NAMI walks every year, and they do wonderful work. Flame Ink says, on his podcast, Jim Cornette says he was not surprised this happened during his time with Vince. He figured it was happening back in the day. I'm not trying to add conjecture here or assumptions. I'll let the specific allegations and NDA sort of speak for themselves. But Jake Kohler says, Vince McMahon needs to step away, stay off TV. It'd be promotional malpractice for him to show up tonight or at all in the future. Also, punch Joel Pearl in the nutsack and take the Fightful Championship back to the States. So, on a lighter note, Jimmy, Joel Pearl, who has never defended the Fightful Championship, has been taunting me. Keep in mind, Melissa actually beat me in a fight for the championship. Joel Pearl just asked for it, and Melissa woke up and said, yeah, there you go. Then, he never defended it, and now he's saying that I have to beat Josh Alexander for a title shot. And he said I could pick the stipulation. So here we go. Next week here on Fightful, myself against Impact World Champion Josh Alexander in a bird scooter race. It's happening. And it's
interesting. When is that going to air?
Thursday or Friday, I believe.
Of next week?
Yep. Thursday or Friday of next week.
After but Toronto.
Judgment says, remember the days when the FIFA Championship was defended before all these part-timers, Jimmy. But I want to thank NordVPN.com/Fightful for allowing us to bring you guys this show commercial-free. Change a virtual location with just one click. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can block online trackers, block malware, block annoying pop-up ads, and it works on all your devices. They have three great tiers. They have the basic tier. One tier up adds a pass. One tier up adds a locker as well, and it works all over the place. Access geo-restricted content. Maybe you missed the WWE Network layout and you want to subscribe there. Maybe you want to get pay-per-views much more affordably on overseas services, or maybe you just want to access geo-restricted content. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Love those guys. I want to thank Board Guy for sending in a super chat, and Naj, who sent in one without a comment. I'll wait a couple seconds, see if there's a comment tied to this. But Jimmy, plug Know Your News.
Sure. You have the overlay handy? KnowYourNews.com is my new project about stupid news stories that are completely real. I do a podcast every week called Know Your News Tonight with a different guest. This week, it was Alex McCarthy, who, did you hear he just moved to a new position? Did you hear about that?
I did. Yeah, I did. So did Alex he announce McCarthy, it on the air?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So basically, Alex McCarthy came in and said, Jimmy Vine, I'm moving to a new website.
And that's exactly what he sounds like. Yeah, so that's exactly what he sounds like. So he was my guest this week. Next week is going to be Denise Salcedo, who I got to say, Sean, she was a little bummed that you were the first repeat guest before her. And so she made me promise that she will be the first third-peat guest on Know Your News Tonight. But she will be the guest next week. And Alex and Kate, they do a weekly podcast called Get the Flick Out of Here, where they talk about different TV shows and movies that are different. This week, they did it about, I forget the name of it, that the puppet movie. What's it called?
Team America World Police.
Yes, Team America World Police. That's it. Yeah, that's what they did it about this week. So knowyournews.com or youtube.com/knowyournews, my new passion project.
Awesome. Hope it becomes even a little bit as successful as Fightful.
Hopefully. I haven't found a Sean Ross Sapp for it yet, but yeah, I'm looking.
Well, maybe you just need to pay me more. Dante says, the paper champ isn't even good on the stick. SRS is a dork. Boring. It is. It's a terrible promo. He's horrible at it. But listen, I'm getting really annoyed by Joel, and I think I'm just going to beat the living shit out of him. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. I know that this happened on late notice. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this more. I might be on at the top of the SmackDown post show. We'll see how that goes. But until next time, guys, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.